getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
He was getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
He was getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J.
He was getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J.
What's going on, guys? Shoot the J podcast is international right now. We're in DR, enjoying it right now. But you know, sports never sleeps. We're a day away from game six, the game that I said the Raptors would take the NBA finals. So I'm okay with them losing game five. Not happy about it, but I'm okay with it because anytime I get to be right, I enjoy it, you know, like it makes me feel great when I'm right, you feel me? But let's break down everything that happened from that game. First off, the Warriors organization is the corniest, like I already hate y'all fan base because there's a bunch of bandwagoners. Like, if you don't know about Run TMC, if you don't know about Monte Ellis, if you don't know about the We Believe team, if you don't know about any of those guys, you're not a real Warriors fan. So that's first off. Second, that organization is terrible. Why would you guys try and lie to us? Talking about Kevin Durant has a lower right leg injury. Oh, it's a calf strain. It's that third. Man, we knew what it was. It was an Achilles strain from the gate. Like, come on, son. Like, we're not stupid. Like, most of us, you know, we went to school. We know anatomy. If I'm grabbing the back part of my heel where my Achilles is, that's my Achilles. If I reach up near my knee, the back of my knee, that's the calf muscle. He clearly reaches near his heel. So I'm like, all right, so now y'all trying to be funny, insulting our intelligence, saying that, oh, it was a calf injury, whatever. It was not a calf injury. Stop trying to play games with us. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, while the Warriors organization is such a bunch of cornballs, that fake crying act that Bob Myers gave after Kevin Durant got injured, save it. Save those fake tears, save all that, because y'all all know Kevin Durant is out after the season, so y'all thought, oh, let's rush him back. Let's do this, let's do that. Like, Kevin Durant did not need to play game five. He didn't need to play a single second of it. If y'all gonna go down without him. Like, it's like, it didn't make any sense. So now he's rushing back. Now he feels like he has to put his body at risk. And what happens? He gives y'all 11 points. And then he basically tears his Achilles. Confirms it today on Instagram that he had to have surgery. Yo, if I'm Kevin Durant, I'm running by you this way. Granted, I wouldn't want to like play for this organization anymore because obviously, like y'all put so much emphasis on this game before my health. Like keep it 100. Like, this Warriors team is good. Like, without Kevin Durant, they're not better. Like, you could use them. Like, they definitely need them, but like they're fine. Like, they got to the finals. Like, they're all good. Like, they closed out the series in Houston without him. They playing decent on the road. Won a game on the road. They haven't won at home yet, so hopefully the Raptors can continue that streak. But still, just think about it. Like, they put such like a burden and a huge emphasis on Kevin Durant playing this game, and he wasn't even 100%. No, most of the people on his team aren't 100%. Klay Thompson got hurt. Iguodala got hurt. Kevin Looney got hurt. Like, a lot of people are going down with injuries, and it's like, why are you rushing back Kevin Durant? Like, granted, Kevin Looney came back from a collarbone injury. From what we thought, he was done for the series. So when I saw him playing in certain games, I'm like, all right. Obviously, the Warriors training staff must be one of the top-notch training staffs because he's supposed to miss the rest of the playoffs. So he came back. Iggy came back. Klay, who I think had the most honest injury of a hamstring, he came back playing at 100%. Kevin Durant did not have to come back in this series. He should have just sat the series out. It would have been no ill will. He would have been 2-1 in the finals. Cause like I've been arguing with a lot of people on Facebook. You can't, unless you play in the playoffs, and when I mean playing the playoffs, because there are bums who get championships, there's bums who lose in NBA Finals, whatever, in their record, whatever. What I'm saying, a player of his caliber, where we hold NBA Finals records to a standard for certain players, and let me be specific, like, just specific players, like, we have MJ 6-0 in the finals. We have LeBron 3-6 in finals. We have Jerry West 1-9 in finals. We have Magic Johnson. I believe he's 5-4 in finals. We have Bill Russell, who won 11 championships. We have Robert Horry, who won 7 championships. Like, you know, like Tim Duncan is 5-1 in finals. Like, so we hold it to a standard when it comes to, you know, championships and things like that. But for Kevin Durant, like I said, for him specifically, if he didn't play a single minute in this NBA Finals, I would not make his NBA Finals record 2-2 because he had no say in it. He had no ability to change the outcome. You know, like, granted, you could be a good teammate, you could hype him up, this, that, third, but it's different when you're a permanent hype man, as in the 12th, 11th, 10 person on the bench, towards being the number one guy on your team, the best player in the league. Like, there's a difference, and it should be held accountable that way. Like, you know, I got into it with a lot of people on you know, Facebook, Instagram, like, oh, basketball's a team sport. You win this team, lose this team. I was like, I get that. I have no problem with the Warriors being, what are they? They are 3-1 in finals. I have no problem with them being 3-1 in finals. And whoever was a part of those, make it, that's cool. But for Kevin Durant specifically, if he didn't play a single second in his NBA finals, I'm not putting that against him. He would be 2-1 in finals. Now, as soon as I saw him in the starting lineup, as soon as I saw him make that first bucket, now that they've lost, I'm like, all right, well, you played, bro. You're 2-2. You know, because I've had a couple people say, oh, you know, Magic Johnson was hurt in the 91 finals. Does that count? Yeah, it does. Oh, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he retired before those finals. Does that count? No, it doesn't. Like, he didn't play. Oh, well, what about Kevin Love? Is he still 1-2 in the finals? Yes, Kevin Love is 1-2 in the finals because he did not play in the first championship that they lost. Well, wait, does that make... Yeah. He didn't play in the first championship they lost. That was 2015. So they went to the finals 15, 16, 17, and 18, I believe. Yeah. So we saw four years straight of Cavs Warriors. Kevin Love played in 3 of those. So, I mean, what's the dilemma? Like, if there's 4 of them, he didn't play in the first one. He played in the last 3. He's 1-2. I don't care about that. Oh, you win the team. Like, yes, that's a team thing. But that's why we have overall. That's why we have individual statistics. Like, if the team scores 100 points in a game, does everybody on the team get 100 points, or whoever contributed to that 100 points? Like, Kawhi is a 25 point per game scorer. He's not a, oh, his whole team scored 100, so everybody who scored gets 100. Like, nah, that's not how it works. Like, there's individual records, there's individual statistics, and with that being said, if I'm able to, what's the word I'm looking for? If I'm able to contribute to the team's success or to the team's downfall, then I should be accounted, you know, as such. And I think a lot of people are missing that, you know. Like, granted, like, you know, people are trying to stick to, oh, it's a team thing. I'm like, it's fine as a team thing. As an individual, if I did not play in the finals, or if I did not play in, you know, the championship, I can't be held accountable, especially when I'm a top-notch player like Kevin Durant, who we all know could change a series. Grant, tell me this. If Kevin Durant wasn't starting in that game five, nobody's picking the Warriors to win. We're assuming that the Raptors are going to close it out. We assume that Kawhi Leonard is winning his second Finals MVP. That is a foregone conclusion. Kevin Durant gets inserted to lineup, and now we're like, well, now that he's back, we definitely are picking the Warriors again. Now, granted, that's what his presence, like, dictates. And you'd be crazy to bet against Kevin Durant on that Warriors team because he boosted up so much. But after that injury, I must say, it was sad seeing him go down. Because, and I'm not even talking from a Knicks perspective. I'm talking about strictly from a player perspective. I don't think he should have played the game because you're risk, like, you're, like, for us regular people who, like, just play the sport for fun, like, oh, that's cool, whatever, if I'm about to get hurt, you know, whatever, whatever, like, I don't know that, because I, you know, I play basketball or I play sports sporadically, so it's like, you know, like, I'll listen to my body or whatever, whatever, but, you know, like, I don't have a training staff that can, you know, tell me, like, oh, this is, like, oh, this is weak or this, that, there, like, unless I go for a checkup, like, I won't know that. Basketball players, football players, like, all these athletes have doctors who continuously, like, make sure they're good. So if his body was telling his own body, and then his doctor saying, like, yo, like, you're not really clear to play, like, we should make sure you're good, though, like, now you're risking your livelihood. Because, I mean, like I said, we all out there, we play sports for fun, we play things for, like, some of us, you know, like, I know some pro athletes, but most of us, we play for rec and, you know, just to, for exercise and things like that. For Kevin Durant to put his livelihood on the line for this series is crazy. Like the competitor in me is cool with it. I'm like, all right, bro, like, you know, like, you want to be out there with your team, like, make it happen, like, do you? But at the same time, it's like, yo, bro, you're going to be one of the top played players in the league. Do not risk it for the series. It didn't make any sense. Like, and especially when we all knew what it was. If it was a calf injury, no calf injury takes this long to recover from. You get it massaged out. You might have to get a surgery. You may not. Like, it's a different things that can be done to, like, kind of fix, like, a calf injury. Like, it's not simple, but, you know, like, there's modern medicine that fix it. You know, you get it massaged out or whatever, things like that. Your Achilles, that's the whole, you're not gonna get your Achilles massaged out. You, like, that's one of those things, like, if it's something wrong with it, it's definitely surgery. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. There's no shortcuts, there's no sideways, there's nothing to it. If you have to get something, if your Achilles have to be tended to, it's definitely surgery based. Point blank period. Like, no other way around it. So with that, like I said, I feel like the Warriors organization let Kevin Durant down because I feel like they had a feeling that he was leaving. They put that pressure on him. The media also put that pressure on him. Was like, yo, you gotta play, Kevin. Like, they need you, Kevin. Oh, well, they don't really need you because, look, they're winning. They got to the finals without you, Kevin. Like, there's so many narratives that basically, I want to say, put the battery in Kevin Durant's back to, you know, have him come back. And it didn't make any sense. He didn't need to. Now he's hurt. So let me talk about it from a Knicks perspective, because the Knicks, this, like, I would, like, correct me if I'm wrong, this was the off season of all off seasons. Kevin Durant's available, Kyrie Irving's available, Kawhi Leonard's available, Anthony Davis could be acquired in a trade. And I put this on Facebook, that Kevin Durant injury is the most Knicks thing that could ever happen to the New York Knicks ever. I have many, you know, many friends, many Knicks fans, and they say, yo, like, they've just come to the conclusion that we're cursed. So whoever the base god is, the sixth god, I ask you to lift this curse. I ask you to remove it. Remove any negative thing about it. Because we don't need this on the Knicks organization. We need prosperity. We like, it's just, it's rough. We don't get the number one pick. So now Zion's going, he's going to have gumbo and listen to Lil Wayne all day. RJ Barrett wants to be drafted by us. That's cool. That's dope and all. But there's two other guards named Kyrie Irving and Kemba Walker who are out there. I think we're going to end up going after them. But now there's reports talking about Kyrie is serious about going to Brooklyn. And he's about to sign with Roc Nation, the sports agency. So I'm like, all right. So, you know, there goes that point guard. Who else? Anthony Davis. Now the Lakers have the most leverage in the trade talks that they have, because the Pelicans are trying to get a multi-team trade deal done with Anthony Davis, which in the Knicks' favor, it works. Because if it's just the Knicks and the Pelicans straight up, it's a wrap. Like, we're giving up a lot to get him. And if Knicks fans remember, we gave up a lot to get Carmelo too. So we kind of need to learn from our mistakes and let's not hop the gun. So with that, you know, now the Lakers have jumped us. There's betting odds to where Anthony Davis might go, and the betting favors are the Lakers. Now, we know David Griffin is not going to do business with the Lakers. Well, he shouldn't do business with the Lakers because they're in the same conference. Like, be smart. Like, don't make your conference opponent stronger than you. But at the same time, it's his it's in his best interest to get the best deal possible for a transcendent franchise player like Anthony Davis. Like, it just makes, you know, the best sense. So from there, we have Anthony Davis, who basically has stated, I'm going to sign a multi-year deal with the Knicks and the Lakers. The Celtics tried to sneak in there, saying we have better assets, we could trade for him. And Rich Paul came out and specifically said, yo, if Anthony Davis goes to the Celtics, no, it's a one-year deal. He was straight with it. He was like, yo, because Rich Paul is one of those agents who has a way with words. Like, he doesn't sugarcoat anything. He was like, yo, if my agent goes to the Celtics, I hope they know it's only for 1 year. So if you guys are dumb enough to do a trade and give up some major assets, just know it's a wrap. Like, it's a 1 year deal, and we'll go from there. Because Kyrie Irving has already opted out, so Kyrie's gone. Do you keep the young guys and you rebuild? I don't know. I don't care. Because the Celtics are in whose division? The Atlanta division. Who's in the Atlanta division? The Knicks are in the Atlanta division. So the only reason why I'm going for the Raptors is because now the Warrior fan base done pissed me off. The Warriors organization done pissed me off because they ruined our offseason. Like they basically ruined our offseason. So if I'm Kevin Durant, hear me out. If I'm Kevin Durant, you know what I'm doing? I'm staying with the Warriors. I'm taking my player option. There's 31 million reasons why I take that player option. So I take the player option. I don't know what the injury insurance is in certain teams. Cause I know the Bulls had one with Derrick Rose. And I think the Grizzlies had one with Mike Conley where he like had to play a certain amount of games or whatever. Or if you don't, like, there's an insurance policy on like how much money you get, whatever. So, but if I'm Kevin Durant, I opt in with the Warriors. I rehab like crazy. Come back, you know, because you got to think about it. If I'm the Knicks and I'm signing Kevin Durant to a four-year deal, it's already a three-year deal because he's not playing at all. Achilles take a whole year to heal from. And then once you heal, you still have to become more comfortable with being who you were. Like, I'm trying to, DeMarcus Cousins had Achilles tear. Kobe Bryant had Achilles, and we saw what those last three years looked like for Kobe. Kobe could have been top two maybe in scoring. I like to think Kobe would have been able to finish his career as number two all time in scoring. But due to the Achilles and those last three seasons, Kobe was a shell of himself. Now, I mean, granted, he got the 60-point performance at the end, but imagine if he was able to, you know, have that same spark the previous two seasons, or, you know, that's my main thing with the Achilles. Granted, it takes a year to heal from the rip, from the jump. You're already out. So unless the Knicks go into the NBA Finals, which I know we're not gonna be able to use Kevin Durant at all. So I think if I'm Kevin Durant, I let the Knicks know. I'm like, yo, do what you got to do to make the team more competitive. I'm gonna stay with the Warriors. I'm gonna collect these checks. I'm gonna work out. I'm gonna rehab. I'm gonna get right. And then in the offseason, I'm out. Like, save your assets. I'm coming to you. I'm coming to the big top. I'm coming to the Mecca. I'm coming to the Garden in 2020 when the vision is clear. When the vision is better, I will be on that team. But until then, like I said, KD, stay with the Warriors. Rehab. Get right. Get that bread, because I'm not giving a max contract to somebody who's automatically has a year of rehab. That's one hell of an investment. And I don't know much about stocks, but I know, you know, I'm not gonna be the guy who passes on Kevin Durant, but I'm not gonna be the one who was stupid enough to sign him to a multi-year deal, knowing that 1 year he's totally useless to me. So if anything, I'm taking that blank checkbook. I'm going to Toronto and I'm telling Kawhi, listen, you want to ring here? That's cool. How about coming to New York, where it's a bigger market? You can do endless things. You'll probably have another, you know, big free agent like Anthony Davis come on the team. So now those are two key defenders. You have a lockup player in the paint and a lockup player on the perimeter. Doesn't get much better than that, New York. It doesn't get much better than that. You just gotta throw the whole shebang at him. You got to prove to him, like, hey, man, that Raptors thing was just a one-time thing. You know, like, the East is wide open still. Like, we can make it happen. You know, we'll sign, you know, a key free agent. We'll make this happen, Kawhi. Like, trust me. And then you go out and make it happen. But I don't know. Like I said, our Knicks offseason was shot. I'm trying not to have a Stephen A. Smith moment and be upset and cry and you know, just yell. But I am sick, totally sick that the Warriors did that to us. So, you know, with that, Kevin Durant is out. Like I said, he put the notice on Instagram that he's all, you know, surgery was successful. But enough with the Kevin Durant, you know, specific thing. Let's talk about the game, period. Like, just let's just talk about, you know, the game five in general. So when we come back from break, because, you know, like I kind of this is going to be his own segment. Like I have so much to talk about regarding this game. So when we come back, I'm going to talk about game five, where the Raptors went wrong, where the Warriors just happened to, you know, take advantage of. And we can go, you know, wherever with that. But keep it locked to Shoot the J podcast. Welcome back, guys, to Shoot the J podcast. I'm your host, Jay Jenkins. Like I said, if you like the Shoot the J podcast, if you think it's a dope podcast, please continue to subscribe to Shoot the J podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, the Anchor app. You can catch it on SoundCloud, like different platforms. You know, you can follow it on Shoot the J podcast on Instagram. You can follow my personal Instagram at the number 2, WO_JAYZ. Check it out. Continue to like, continue to subscribe, continue to follow. Let me know what content you guys want to hear. You know, like I'm totally open to whatever. Knicks fans, get at me, reach out. You know, I'm always, you know, enjoying talking to Knicks fans because we have just these interesting perspectives on the league. But without further ado, definitely let's talk about game five. Game five in a nutshell was crazy. You know, Kevin Durant comes back and we're just like, damn, like, all right, Warriors, you got this one. You know, Kevin Durant, your legacy is, you know, it's not on the line, but it's one of those things where it's like, all right, if he comes back and leads in the victory, it's like, damn, like, Kevin Durant is really that guy. If he doesn't, it's like, well, you know, the Warriors were already losing without you, so it's not too bad. It is what it was. But it was set up to the point where if he was able to, like, to lead them to a victory, beat, you know, win a game, game six, win a title on the road. Like, it was set up to be like, yo, Kevin Durant, you can't leave. Like, look, like, you, this team is set up, it needs you. And granted, for him, it'd be like, all right, well, I did what I did, got my three-peat, I'm out. You know, and there's a lot of people saying, oh, well, you know, he was doing that, you know, because Draymond Green said he doesn't need them, they're winning without him, blah, blah. I don't think that's the case. I honestly think, like I said, he was really hurt with the apparent Achilles injury that everybody tries to play off as a calf injury. Like, I'm still tight that the Warrior organization did that. Like, it really got me sick. But anyway, it is what it is. So he has 11 points, like I said, before the injury or whatever. And then the Raptors, you know, kind of slow out the gate, trying to, you know, combat KD's buckets, combat the Splash Bros. And then there's a point in the game where, like, things start going well, like, both teams going back and forth, Draymond Green, there was a bunch of calls missed. The refs, they did their best to make it as sloppy as possible, no nasty, like, they missed a lot of calls, but, you know, it's the finals, whatever, like, as long as the calls were missed both ways, you know, it seems okay when they're missed both ways, but you can't miss some crucial calls. Like, there was a 2-minute review that came out that said Marc Gasol, he was fouled and he should have been at the line. There was another one that said, I think Kyle Lowry had committed a foul and they missed it. Like, oh, the foul on Klay Thompson when he shot three, like, they missed that. So it's like, you know, these are crucial calls that you cannot miss. But I want to focus in on, because I hate kind of making, like, certain things bigger than what they are. But in this aspect, it was one of the biggest mistakes by a rookie head coach ever. Now, we all know NBA is a game of runs. That if you play any sport, it's a game of runs. But specifically basketball, it's a game of runs. It's a game of momentum. It's a game of, you know, just trying to, you know, accumulate as many baskets consecutively and getting those same amount of stops. Now, the Raptors, you know, were very keen on getting the exact stops that they need. Like, they were, you know, causing bad shots by Steph. They were causing Klay to miss. They were compacting the paint. So Ibaka was getting blocks. You know, even with DeMarcus Cousins going ham, bringing out vintage Boogie. I mean, bringing out vintage Boogie. I was like, oh, wow. Like, all right, Kevin Durant goes down and Boogie now is stepping up. I'm like, damn, like, this is going to be a rough one for the Raptors. And somehow, some way, they come back and they start, you know, playing well. Now, I'm watching it and I'm like, all right, like, you know, like, this has a chance to kind of, like, the Raptors have a chance to get it within reach. Like, let's make it happen. They get it, you know, they start, you know, getting bucks or whatever, getting buckets. And then it was Kawhi time. Kawhi Leonard goes off. I think he has like 8 or 9 straight points. I'm talking about this guy is dogging, can't miss. 3, Yakum, Mitty. Like, he's killing. Kawhi Leonard is on a tear by himself. Like, he's basically single-handedly brought back the Raptors and gave them their first lead. Their first lead of the game. So now I'm like, all right, cool. They get another stop. Steph Curry gets stopped. And so now the team is in disarray because the lineup that they had with Iguodala, the Raptors were playing like this weird box and one, which I never thought I would see outside of the AAU circuit. I'm like, hey, I'm like, a box and one? I'm like, all right, so the boxing was working. They keep leaving Iguodala open. Brick, brick, brick. Iguodala's been built a condo in game 5 at this point. So now it's like, all right, cool, bet. It all works out, you know, keep the run going. The box one is working to perfection. Kawhi Leonard he's basically cooking anybody who steps in front of him. Like, they were doing the waltz. It was like 1-on-1, 1-on-1. It was like, can I have this dance? See you, Draymond Green. Can I have this dance? Bye, Iguodala. Can I have this dance? Come on, Klay. You don't want no parts. He was killing everybody in front of him. Knocking down threes, getting to the basket, getting to line for free throws. Like, he was doing his thing. Now that Kawhi Leonard gets in the lead, he's basically cooking with grease. Let me paint the picture for you. So, the Raptors, they're up by 6. This is my set the mood voice. So the Raptors are up by 6. 3 minutes left. Now, 3 minutes is an eternity in basketball, especially when the Warriors can go on, you know, 9, 12, 15-0 runs, as they've shown they can do. So they're up by I believe it was like 6, right? They're up by 6. Less than 3 minutes to go. Kawhi Leonard is killing. He just had 8 straight buckets. 8 straight buckets by Kawhi Leonard. They get stops on the other end. They get one more stop. The Warriors, who have their worst lineup in right now, and when I say their worst lineup, I mean offensively, because this lineup can strap up defensively. Iggy, Draymond, because Kevin Looney was out at this time because he re-aggravated his collarbone injury. So I can only imagine if Kevin Looney was out there. So you got Iggy, Draymond, Steph. You have Klay, and I believe you had, I don't think Boga was out there. I think the forward McKinney was out there. So that's their lineup right now. They've already taken the lead. The Warriors have 1 timeout. The Raptors have 4 timeouts. Now, anybody who knows, you know, has an idea of like production and TV production, with 3 minutes left, well, without any time, so in media, you take media timeouts at certain times. So I think it's the under 8 and the under 3. And there's another one like in the middle, I believe. Like, I think it's the under 3. Yeah. The under 3 and under 8. So, or the under 4, whichever one. The under 8 and under 4. So with that, you know, under 4, it's like when a dead ball comes and there's a media timeout. Now, with the way the run was going, there was no need for, there was no dead ball. So it was going straight back and forth. You feel me? So now, with that new perspective of media timeouts, because a 4-minute mark happened and there was no dead ball, that means there's a media timeout coming. So now, Kawhi Leonard has a head full of steam. He's dogging. He's killing the Warriors single-handedly right now. So let me replay that for you. The Warriors have 1 timeout with their worst lineup in. The Raptors have 4 timeouts with their best offensive team in right now. You know what Nick Nurse does? He calls a timeout. Now, if any, because I went back and forth with, you know, a couple guys at work, you know, like, oh, you can't blame the coach for calling timeout. That's exactly what you ruined the momentum of the game. That was the dumbest timeout of all timeouts. You should have let Steve Kerr keep reeling. And if he would have called a timeout, they would have had none left. You're talking about, oh, you know, Nick Nurse's excuse was, oh, you know, I could see my team was tired. I wanted to give them extra rest. No, there was a media timeout coming out. They would have had a free timeout, wouldn't have cost you anything. Man, even the Warriors would have had a free timeout, wouldn't have cost you anything. But still, you wasted a timeout. You gave them 3 minutes to basically recuperate, figure out what they were doing. And what happened? Steph Curry knocks down a three. Klay Thompson knocks down a three. Klay Thompson pump fakes. He knocks down another three. And now with 56 seconds left, instead of being up, you are down now. That was the dumbest mistake a coach could make. Anyone know in sports, when you're beating a team of the Warriors caliber, you keep the foot on their necks. You don't give them a chance to change the lineup. Because you know what happened after they called that timeout? Iguodala was on the bench. Quinn Cook was in the game. Now, the Raptors had to play honest with their players on defense. And if, you know, that time when Fred VanVleet came off the screen, where if they were playing a box of one, there would have been a guy shadowing, so Steph Curry didn't get that open one. No, but because Quinn Cook was in, they had to be honest playing Quinn Cook. Steph Curry comes off the curl. Fred VanVleet's a little late. Three. Klay Thompson comes off the screen. Because you got to play honest, you got to chase him. You're not going to have the guy step over. Klay Thompson knocks down three. Again, loose ball. Draymond Green gets it. Kicks it out to Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson been killing him before. Pump fake. I think that was Norman Powell. Had him jumping out the gym. A three. Now, first off, I don't know why Norman Powell was in that lake anyway. But the point of the matter is, timeouts are for, you know, for two things. For if your team is losing their composure, or if you're just getting mollywopped, like you say, yo, like we gotta stop the bleeding. Like, now losing your composure and getting mollywopped, two different things. Because it's like, if we're playing sloppy on offense, because we've seen Greg Popovich do it, he's called timeouts within the first 30 seconds of a game because he hated the way the offense is being run. Now that's losing your composure and not playing, you know, not sticking to the game plan. Getting mollywopped is, all right, 10-0 run, timeout. All right, 15-0 run, timeout. All right, 12-0 run, timeout. All right, we're up by 10. They go on a 6-0 run. All right, timeout. Let me pump the brakes on that. Like, those are what timeouts are needed for. You don't need a timeout for extra break because, one, you're NBA players. You're conditioned to play 48 minutes. So that, you don't need a timeout for extra rest. And you already had four. Why are you wasting it? Let the Warriors call their last timeout. Like, makes sense, Nick Nurse. You basically cost your team game five. I was looking at First Take today, the other day, and Stephen A. Smith said him and Max Kellerman were sitting in the press box. They were watching the game, and he was like, yo, he was on the elevator with the champagne. I.e., the NBA, the league, was convinced that after that 6-0 run, that the Raptors were going to pop the bubbly in Toronto in the six. Because, hey, 6-0 run, I mean, they go on this crazy run. You know, there's no reason to think that, you know, there'd be a timeout call. There's no reason to think that, you know, like, granted, the Warriors do them. Like, they can go on a, like I said, they can go on a 9-0 run, 12-0 run, 15-0 run, whenever. But that offensive lineup was struggling so much that it didn't, like, it wouldn't, you wouldn't have thought that this team necessarily would go and do that run. Now, when they switched the lineups and put, you know, someone else who could shoot and someone else who could score, now it's like, all right, well, 3 minutes, that's a lifetime now. Before, we were like, damn, 3 minutes? 3 minutes till Toronto win they first chip. 3 minutes till KD is out of there. 3 minutes till the offseason starts. And what happens instead? Nick Nurse, he overthought and outcoached himself. Because Steve Kerr, at that point, he was just like, yo, like, there's nothing Steve Kerr could say. There's nothing Steve Kerr could say. He was just, it wasn't like he was being out coached. His players were just on the losing on the 50-50 plays, the losing, like, Klay was just hitting some amazing shots. Like, there's nothing that could have been done coaching-wise. He had to make the adjustments, but he didn't have the timeout to waste to make the adjustments. And Nick Nurse gave him a free timeout, let him put in the right lineup, and therefore, now we're looking at game 6 on Thursday. So congrats, the Raptors. You played yourself because you know, granted, I picked y'all on six. I just need y'all to win one in the Oracle. The fact that you won two, I was very impressed. So now that you've won two in the Oracle, I have no problem with sticking by my pick of saying, yo, the Raptors will definitely win in six games. Now, I hated that Paul Pierce picked the same thing as me, but I'm thinking it's a safe thing because the Raptors are not going to lose back-to-back games. Like, it's impossible because, if they do, if the Raptors drop game six, listen, Drake, don't even come to game seven because Steph and Klay are going to shoot y'all eyes out. I'm telling you that right now. You don't give the Warriors the opportunity to come back from a 3-1 lead. You don't. You can't do it. They've done it once before. You got to learn from it. Don't let them do it again. It happened to them. So they know what it takes to just, you know, let's win one game at a time. Just one game at a time. And that's it. So for them to even have the remote chance of coming back from 3-1, it's not it. So Raptors need to close out game six. Kawhi Leonard needs to, just play his braids out. Play crazy. Play both ends of the floor like you've been doing. Keep dogging Kyle Lowry. Quit with the dumb antics, yo. That you played flawlessly up to that fourth quarter. Flawlessly. Like you driving. Like, why would you drive and kick to Marc Gasol when you had an open floater? So that's one turnover. Then, like, you know it was enough time to pump fake and take a shot, right? But instead, you get your shot blocked by Draymond Green. Like, come on. Come on, Lowry. Don't you want a ring? Don't you want to be NBA champion, Kyle Lowry? Nah, you okay with, you know, just NBA All-Star Kyle Lowry, right? Sheesh, man. Raptors really got me tight. But I'm still, you know, sticking with my guns. It will be Raptors in six. They're going to pull it out. They're going to take, they will win their first championship tomorrow because they don't have any choice. If they don't, then game seven is a dub. Like, they're not pulling that one out the hat. But that's my pick. I'm sticking to it. I haven't wavered. Not going to change up. Kawhi will win Finals MVP. Like, it is what it is. Those are my main points with that game. Game six, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, the Warriors come out with some bang after Kevin Durant goes down. But other than that, I think the Raptors take game six, win their first chip. And then the offseason begins. It's a dreadful one. A dreadful, dreadful offseason now. Because the Knicks just can't catch a break, man. Kyrie talking about going to the Nets. KD ruptures his Achilles. Zion is going to the Pelicans. So, you know, it's just rough. There's nothing we can do. So, on the Knicks fan, I'm suffering. But I'm going to try and enjoy the Dominican Republic for as long as I can. I'm trying to be as safe as possible. So y'all keep me in your prayers. But, you know, I'm looking forward to game six tomorrow. If the Raptors pull it out, there will be a special show of Shoot the J podcast. Either right after or the day after, whichever one, I'll be ready. I'll have some content for you. But like I said, if you want to continue to listen, please subscribe to Shoot the J podcast. Share on Facebook. Share on Instagram. Follow Shoot the J podcast on Instagram. Subscribe on iTunes. Like I said, Google Play. You can subscribe on the app as well. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, NBA season, possibly concluding tomorrow. Now, that'll just be the playoffs, not the NBA itself. Because, you know, we still have Summer League. We still have the draft. Like, there's so many key components going on. But I'm looking forward to it. Should be dope. Should be fun. But until next time, thank you for rocking out with me. Appreciate it. This has been Shoot the J Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Jenkins. Just tune into my next show. Like I said, either after game six or, you know, it'll either be directly after or the day after. So hopefully it's a champion. Not hopefully. That was my decision. I mean, that was my guess. But hopefully it's a show based off, you know, the Raptors winning game six and bringing home their first chip. Because if they do not, boy, oh boy, them Warriors are coming for blood. But like I said, thanks again for tuning in. This has been Shoot the J Podcast.